do you go to town?
How often?
All right. If you agree with a friend when he says, I'm not going to do that, or I'm not going to vote for that guy, and you feel exactly the same way and plan to do the very same thing, you'd say, what would you say? He says, I'm not going to do that, and you follow right behind him and say,
neither am I.
All right. What do you call this?
Forehead.
Okay. And what do you call this?
Hair.
And if I were a man, I might have some hair here. What would you call
it? Beard.
What do you call this?
Ear.
And it's my, on which side of my head?
Right side.
Okay, so it's my right
ear.
And this is my
left ear.
Okay. And this is what?
My lips.
Okay, and the whole thing would be called a
face?
Let's see. If I put a lot of stuff in here, you'd say I have a blank full of food.
Mouthful.
Mm-hmm. And what do you call this?
Throat.
All right. And what do you call this?
Teeth.
And one of them would be?
Tooth.
Mm-hmm. And the flesh up above your teeth?
Gum.
What do you call this part of my
palm
hand?
Palm of your hand.
All right. And if I do my?
Fist.
And if I had two?
Two fists.
All right. And any place on your body where you have two bones that come together, what do you call that?
Like joint.
That? And on a man or woman, you call this?
Chest.
Mm-hmm. And this would be?
Shoulders.
And this is what?
Hands.
And two of them?
Hands.
Let's see, this part of my body, all of this?
Leg.
And at the end of my leg, I have a
foot.
And two of those?
Feet.
All right. What do you call this right here, this bone that runs? I'm not looking for a hospital name, but if I did like that, I'd say, you'd say, you kicked me in the
knee or thigh. This is thigh, but this down here is, I don't know.
Okay. Sometimes if men, especially, I'll say maybe sitting out in a field, they may be talking to each other and they get down like this. And you'd say, that man is blank. What would you say?
Is crouched. I'd say he was sitting on his haunches.
All right. And if someone's been sick for a little while, and now he's up and around, but he doesn't look too good, you'd say he still looks a little bit
pale.
All right. Would you say any other expression besides pale?
Weak.
All right. If a person can lift heavy weights, how would you describe him? You'd say he's very
muscular.
All right. And what if you said if he was very robust and healthy? How would you describe him in that case?
Well, if he appeared that healthy, I'd say he sure looks healthy.
All right. And if someone was very athletic and big, what would you say in that case?
Well, I think robust is a good word for it. he looked like a prize fighter.
All right. Now,